Good morning. Happy Friday to you from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Reggie Aki. Thanks for checking in. Here's a quick look at what's making news. President Obama is meeting with mayors from dozens of U.S. cities this morning. They're going to be discussing the best way to implement the $787 billion economic stimulus package. The mayors are also meeting with federal officials on improving transportation, housing, and education. To California now, where Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is set to sign the budget today. The measure will close a $42 billion state deficit with tax increases, spending cuts, and increased government efficiency. The state Senate finally reached agreement on the budget bill after 45 and a half straight hours in session earlier this week. Hundreds of investors who lost money in Bernie Madoff's alleged $50 billion Ponzi scheme, they're going to be at a federal bankruptcy court in New York today. They're hoping to find out when they can recoup some of their lost investments. Madoff remains under house arrest. Israel may have a new man in charge. President Shimon Peres picked Benjamin Netanyahu as the next prime minister this morning, but it's not a done deal. Netanyahu will have 6 weeks to form the next Israeli government, and he may have to work with a Kadima party leader, Tzipi Livni. Kadima actually won one more seat in parliament, but neither party earned a major, earned a majority in recent elections. The New York Post says it's sorry for a cartoon that some say compared President Obama with that violent chimpanzee in Connecticut. The Post says the cartoon was meant to mock the stimulus bill. But the paper also went on to say, longtime critics with an axe to grind were using the controversy as an opportunity to slam the paper. The Post offered them no apology. LA police are trying to find out who leaked a picture of singer Rihanna battered and bruised. The photo is on TMZ.com. Police say the leak is a serious violation of its policy to protect victims of domestic violence. Rihanna was allegedly attacked by her boyfriend, singer Chris Brown, who was arrested earlier this month. Please stick with us here at CNN.com and CNN.com/live. Of course, we're going to provide your updates right here throughout the day. Thanks for watching.